T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is a free-for-all Friday on the show. We're heading into the weekend. Really not as many showers around as I expected today, and you've heard about that disturbance in the Gulf that might actually become a depression. But so what? It's heading to Texas, and they need the rain. They've had like a serious drought there, so they seriously need the rain. Red Dress Run is tomorrow, and did a little video as I went through selecting my red dress. I can't show up in the same red dress every year. I mean, I know some people wear the same red dress every year. I can't do that. I mean, I've got a responsibility here. And I had to get a new one, so I did get a new one. Went to Dillard's and also went to Target. Anyway, the final video of the selection process, it's not very long, but it is now posted on Scoot on the Air, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And listen, I appreciate those of you who are, my TikTok account is new. And I appreciate all of you who are tuned in to Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. It's just a way for us to stay in touch and communicate and have some fun when I'm off the air. So in some ways, it doesn't end. I have some really sad news to report. I read before going on the air that Anne Heche was not expected to live. She was on life support. Actress Anne Heche has passed away. A very serious car accident recently, and she hit two houses. One of them burst into flames, and she was not in good shape. In fact, at first, they thought she was going to be fine, and then the reports indicated how seriously she was hurt. So thoughts and prayers for Anne Heche and her family and friends. Let's see, what else? Also, a Friday flashback photo is posted on the website. Not the website, the Facebook page. And it's a question. It's an ad that ran, I think, in a newspaper here in 1986. It's an ad that ran. And Ian found this and posted it. And it's a flashback Friday picture. And they ask a question. The radio station asked a legitimate question of all the listeners. And it's a question that's posted in the ad. And so anyway, you can see that on the Facebook page. But I'm really proud of the red dress. I'm getting a scarf. I need a scarf for the top part. And I think the belts really help bring it all together. But all of that is, again, on social media. And we do have a new studio producer in training, Coleman. He's doing a great job. Coleman is also from Bayou 95.7, The Rock of New Orleans. So we're happy to have him part of this show as well. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. So last night, I was watching Stephen Colbert when it happened. He made this announcement.
We've also learned that the raid was deliberately timed to occur when the former president was away, so they had to either wait till he was out of town or for the return of the McRib.
That's the wrong one. Let's go to this other one. We got the other one, Coleman. This is okay. Here it is.
He's been with Stephen Colbert since his start at The Late Show, but fresh off 5 Grammy wins, Jon Batiste is stepping down as band leader. He couldn't be there to say goodbye in person, so Stephen did the honors.
I hope he's cutting his new album, and I hope it's called More Grammys, Please.
But seriously,
I can't wait to have you back on as a guest with your next hit record. I love you.
Louis Cato, who's been serving as interim band leader, takes over permanently in September. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Yeah, so I was watching last night when Stephen Colbert announced that. Oh, by the way, Joe Walsh has been with Stephen Colbert all week.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. It's so awesome. He is older than me and even looks older than me. But he's there playing, and the Eagles have added New Orleans and the Smoothie King Center to their Hotel California 2022 tour starting Monday before the tickets even go on sale for the show in November. You have a chance to win tickets on our show. Listen for the Eagles Song of the Day starting Monday. Every day next week, I'll give a pair of tickets away to see the Eagles at the Smoothie King Center coming up this fall. And you get a chance to win tickets before you can even buy them here on WWL. All right, so for those of you who have seen the Elvis movie, you know that there's a lot of new interest in Elvis. And the movie is really sensational. There's going to be a special event happening Mid-City Rock and Bowl Lanes. And it's happening Sunday afternoon, and it's a celebration of the 45th anniversary of the passing of the King. Well, I guess it's not a celebration of his passing. I guess it's honoring his passing. And Elvis was, the king of rock and roll. Rob Schulte from the Top Cats joins us. Hey, Rob. Are you with us, Rob?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, cool. And also joining Rob and I is Ron Adams. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, so you're going to do this Elvis thing, and the Top Cats are going to be on stage, and you're going to do it starting at 4:30 on Sunday at Rock and Bowl.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. You know, I've done several shows in New Orleans, but it's been a couple of years, and I've been doing this for 35 years, and I hope everybody comes out. We're going to have a good time.
Ron, have you noticed that there's more interest in you since the Elvis movie came out?
Yes, it's kind of wild. You know, I've been doing this a long time, but since this movie's come out, you know, it's maybe tripled the bookings, and that's very exciting for me, especially when you have younger kids. It's never been familiar with Elvis showing up for the shows and knowing the words of the songs.
All right, and then, Rob, so Ron Adams goes on at 4:30, and then the Top Cats hit the stage. Wait, at 4:32? I'm kind of confused about when it starts.
We'll come on at what we're going to do. The Top Cats going to come out at 4:30 and play a lot of 60s music that was around the same time as Elvis. And we'll do like about 45 minutes, and then we're going to bring Ron out to do the full show. And, so it's really exciting, you know, especially, you know, being the drummer and playing with Ron. I mean, I'm going to be watching him like a hawk, just like Ron Tutt used to when he played with Elvis, you know, yeah, the live period during Hawaii, which we're doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, look, it should be fun. And, you know, sometimes people are looking for a place to go kind of early Sunday because it's Sunday night and they're getting ready for Monday. And this starts at 4:30 at Rock and Bowl. So it should be fun.
Yeah. Go see the movie.
It's a family. Right. It's like a family friendly type of deal, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you can bring your kids. And, you know, that way, if you hook up with somebody, you kind of know right away whether they have kids or not.
Well, you know, Scoot. And Scoot, look, I heard you earlier saying you need to get a scarf for the red dress run, so maybe, you know, Ron can hook you up with a scarf, you know?
One of the Elvis scarves.
I can't count on that being done, man. I got it in my truck.
All right, Ron, give me one of your favorite songs to sing, one of your favorite Elvis songs.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, a three to get ready, now go, kid, go, don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
All right. Good, nice job. And you'll hear the rest on Sunday afternoon at Rock and Bowl. Ron Adams doing the King of Rock and Roll on the 45th anniversary of the death of Elvis Presley. And Rob Schulte and the Top Cats.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Have fun.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you, Bert.
See you Sunday.
All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And they will be doing the old Elvis and the new Elvis, and it should be fun. And again, a lot of young people, younger generations, millennials and Zoomers and even Xers, have been reintroduced to Elvis, or may I say, introduced to Elvis since the movie has come out. So it should be a fun Sunday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back. In fact, when we come back, I've talked about this, and we played it a while back. I want to come out of this next break with the new song from Chicago. Chicago has a new song out, and it's really good, in my opinion. I mean, it sounds like Chicago, but it also sounds like something that, you know, like maybe Justin Timberlake could be doing. It's really pretty hip. We've got that coming up next on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is brand new from Chicago. They're on tour, and I expect them to come in this area. We'll be talking about that when we get closer to that that date. But this is brand new from Chicago. It's called If This Is Goodbye. It's a good song. Listen.
Slaps.
I mean, this is just a part of it, but I just really admire Chicago for going back in the studio and doing something. It certainly is signature Chicago, but it is very different and sounds like something that maybe Justin Timberlake could do. And speaking of a song like that, there is a new song. Well, I just learned about it recently. The song is titled Overdrive. It's by the Zac Brown Band, done with Trombone Shorty. If you haven't heard this, we're going to play it going into this next break coming up. So we're going to let it play for just a little bit, too, because it's a great, great song. Another song. Here's the Zac Brown Band and Trombone Shorty. This sounds like another song that, like, JT or somebody like that could have done. Courtney VIP joins us on the air. Hey, Courtney.
Hey, Scoot.
Red Dress Run this weekend.
Can't wait.
Are you going?
At first I was on the fence, but earlier this morning, Ian Nozan, who does our news, said he's wearing a red tutu. I'm there. Got to see that.
Oh, awesome. Good for you. I'm glad you're going. Do you approve of the dress that I selected?
I love the dress you selected. And I love the whole series, actually. You were wearing them, might I add.
Well, a lot of people like the one that was kind of off the shoulder and that had the scarf around the neck. But I thought that was a little too femme for me.
I like the one that tied in the back. It was so cute because you were like, I don't know if I got the back right.
And I did. It was a challenged bow.
It was.
That's for sure. Yeah, well, I don't know how to do that kind of stuff. I mean, you women know how to zip up things in the back and tie things in the back, and guys don't know how to do that.
You know, that's what we do. We would have met on the route, and I could have tied you up and got you all together.
Wait a minute. You could have met me on the route and tied me up and gotten me all together. Okay, well, that sounds like fun.
It would have been, I promise.
Courtney, I have no doubt. Courtney, can you think of some brand that you adopted from your parents?
You know, I did early on. I have since changed, but I remember my mom always wore Sunflowers by Elizabeth Arden. Hmm. And I just thought it was just, sophistication at its finest.
Really?
My mom wore it. That and White Diamonds by Elizabeth Taylor. Hmm. But since I you know, have adopted my own kind of scent and style, mm-hmm. and my go-tos are, my winter fragrance would be Light Blue by Dolce, mm-hmm. And my summer is Honey by Marc Jacobs. So.
Well, when you need any refills, let me know, and I'll hook you up at Perfume Headquarters.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. All right, have a great and safe weekend, Courtney VIP, and take pictures of yourself at the Red Dress Run.
Absolutely, you do as well.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we're going to do a little video from the Red Dress Run. All right, Courtney, thank you. Let's get back to a few of your calls. Let's go to Jimmy in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Scoot.
How are you?
I heard you said something about Anne Heche passing away. I was just curious to know what she died of.
Well, I think it was multiple injuries from the car accident. I don't know specifically, but she was in a real bad car accident last Friday.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Just heard that on the show. I just was going to bring up Lillian Axe is playing tomorrow night in Mandeville, and they're playing at a bar. I've never been to it, but it's half bar, half arcade room. I think it's called The Hideaway. So anybody looking for a show this weekend, Lillian Axe is in Mandeville tomorrow night. And, you know, you're talking about new music from Chicago. Lillian Act, and look, MTV is all reality shows, and people don't even really watch anymore because everybody's got a smartphone, right? You know, they actually put out a new music video today, Lillian Act did on YouTube.
Really?
I think it's called, yeah, I Am Beyond is the name of the song. So you can look it up. And there are bands still putting out music and music videos, even though, of course, they're not spending whatever Guns N' Roses spent on November Rain, what, $10 million? Back then, that was big money. So, I just wanted to let you know, Lillian's playing tomorrow night in Mandeville.
Jimmy, I appreciate that because Lillian Axe is still kicking. They're kicking axe. They really are. They're kicking axe. So, you know, go see Lillian Axe in Mandeville at the Hideaway. Let's go to Jeffrey in Mid-City. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for hanging on. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Well, the Jewish boy that I am here, something I did not adapt from my parents, and that is what they drank for wine.
Manischewitz.
You got it.
Manischewitz, right? Of course.
You got it.
And you pair that with some matzo ball soup.
You got it.
All right.
And, I mean, they even drank it during the year, not even at the holidays.
Is Manischewitz good? Is it a good
it's
wine?
Super sweet.
Oh,
it's super
sweet. No, that's not for me. Yeah.
No, it's like grape juice with alcohol.
Yeah, I can't take those sweet wines.
Although I did develop a taste for whiskey sours from them. You know, that was
the big thing
in the 50s with whiskey sours.
Now, my parents never drank whiskey sours, but I think that was whiskey sour or Tom Collins. Those were the first two drinks that I ordered when I had my fake ID. And I ordered them because they didn't taste like alcohol.
Right, right. Oh, God, I remember one party my parents were having. They were trying to mix up a pitcher of whiskey sours, and my mom kept tasting it to see if it was made right. By the time the party started, my mom was loose.
Oh, wow. My parents always had martinis in a pitcher, and my little brother got a hold of the pitcher and thought it was water, and he drank it, and he got drunk. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with my little brother that he's drinking this stuff, and it tastes that way, and he doesn't realize it's not water?
I mean, really?
I mean, how can you mistake? You can't. How do you mistake martinis for water?
Good vodka?
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, Jeffrey, listen.
Now, I had to pass that along.
I appreciate the call, and it's okay. I'm sure your parents understand. Let's go to New Orleans East, and Tin, you're on WWL. Hello, Tien. All right, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Okay, I got kind of a grab bag here. It's Free for All Friday after. Oh, I should mention, I have no dumb Metallica texts yet. Usually I've gotten a couple by now, so it's not too late. Send me a dumb Metallica text. Tell me where they're playing.
Well,
bonus points if it's got a pun or something in it, you know, or if it's related to the news in some other way. Get creative with it. Send it in.
Metallica is on the SOTA rock culture calendar for today, and that's coming up.
That's coming up. All right. Look, this is a little bit random, but I thought it was nice to talk about for a moment. For some time now, I've noticed there are many homes with American flags displayed in their front yards. I'm wondering if any of these people know anything about the rules or protocols for displaying the United States flag. One, for instance, when they're old and frayed, they should be retired properly. They should not be left hanging in bad weather. They shouldn't be left hanging at night unless they have a light on the flag. Maybe the local American Legion groups could do an education campaign for United States flag protocol. When we were in the Scouts, we were taught these things. Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, I'm noticing a lot of flags in Metairie popping up on utility poles,
right,
on these poles for energy. And somebody apparently is doing this out of the interest of being very patriotic, and they're just putting these flags up and down streets.
Honestly, I didn't know you were supposed to take them down in bad weather. I know you're supposed to bring them in at night, but
I didn't know that
either.
I guess
I should start bringing in my flag every morning since it's raining every day. Here's a text that says, "Hey, how's Janice doing? Have you all been able to talk to her since her husband's passing? I'm sure that she has a song in her heart for him."
We have talked to Janice.
Every day.
In fact, I lit a candle for Doug and Janice in church this past Sunday, and I took a picture of the candle, and I sent it to Janice. So we'll still check in with her once in a while. We talked to Doug Christian's brother yesterday or the day before. And, Doug Christian, who was part of our family here, who was on the radio years ago on R&O, and did like the nighttime show on FM. And man, he was huge. He was huge. He recently passed away, and so we lost a family member. And Janice, who calls our show once in a while, she lost her husband.
Yeah, I've spoken to Janice almost every day since Doug passed away, and she's going through it as best as I think anyone would expect. She's obviously in deep grief and has a lot of work to do with material things that belong to Doug and all the paperwork that goes along with this sort of thing. But she's going to get through it. She's just trucking through.
But I think it's really cool that somebody would ask.
Yeah, absolutely. Two more. Here's one that says, Scoot, I have seen the red dress on TikTok. It makes a statement all on its own, and a scarf would be criminal level over accessorizing.
Really?
Criminal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
guess
FBI
is going to come kick down your door and take away that scarf.
I guess this person likes the simplicity of the bare neck.
Yeah, that plunging neckline, right? Now, this is crazy. I didn't know this was coming. Somebody texted in and said, hello, guys. Siberia is reopening this weekend. Are you going to be in that number? This is all Greek to me. So I texted back. I said, tell me more. What are you talking about? They said the previous owners bought back the business and are bringing back the old name, et cetera. So this is Siberia, which was on St. Claude Avenue at the Four Corners there, right? So it's Cajuns, the Always Lounge, the Hi-Ho Lounge.
Okay.
And then the fourth was always Siberia. And I think right before the pandemic or right after, Siberia became the Carnival Lounge, which, I mean, I don't know. I don't have anything bad to say about the people that ran that outfit, but it wasn't Siberia. Siberia was gritty, man. Siberia was punk rock. Siberia was all kind of like goth, heavy metal, like experimental electronic stuff. I mean, that was a badass little nightclub that really, that neighborhood needs something like that. And we didn't have that for a long time. We had the Carnival Lounge instead. Well, now Siberia is coming back. Tonight's their opening night.
Well, awesome. Go. You know, we have a lot of listeners who go to those clubs, those bars on St. Claude and in that whole Bywater area. I mean, we have a lot of listeners who hang out in the Bywater. Some live there. But, yeah, I've gone to many events and many different nights at, I mean, I love Mod Night
Mod
at
night
the Saturn.
Slaps. Yeah. I think that's this Saturday as well.
Really?
Yeah. Just putting that out there.
Man.
I'm going to be here doing Saint stuff until after midnight, I'm sure. So I won't be there, but, you know, next month.
Yeah, I could run home from the red dress run and, you know, put on another dress and run out there.
Well, you just keep in touch because me and Charlie and Sean Ross are going to be bunking out up here pretty much all day tomorrow.
All right, well, listen, you guys will do a great job running everything. The Saints tomorrow night, first preseason game in Houston against the Texans. I'm excited about that. We all should be because the season is coming around. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get back to more of your calls here in just a few minutes. Here is this song that I've been telling you about. I just learned about it recently. We've played a little bit of it, but I want to sample this going into the break. Looking for something to download in addition to Amanda Shaw's Louisiana Saturday Night and Chicago's If This Is Goodbye? This is the Zac Brown Band with Trombone Shorty, Overnight. I think I said Overdrive earlier. Overnight is the title of the song. This doesn't sound like the Zac Brown Band to me. This sounds like something a lot of other people could have done. This is a fun song.
I like it.
Man, you could slow this down a little bit, and a guy like Teddy Pendergrass could have just murdered this song. I mean, this would have been so smooth and awesome, or Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. But
all right.
God, I like this song. It's called Overnight, the Zac Brown Band and Trombone Shorty. I'm Scoot. Let's keep this up for a few more seconds. I'm heading into the break. We'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right,
damn.
Here we go. Yes, Friday afternoon, heading into the weekend of the Saints' first preseason game, the weekend of the Red Dress Run, Mod Dance Party Night at the Saturn, and then the grand reopening of Siberia in the Bywater.
Stoked.
Do you know why all this crazy stuff is happening in the world and why all of this stuff is happening in politics? It's because scientists have discovered the Earth is spinning faster. The speed of the Earth's spin has picked up by 1.59 milliseconds. I know it's not much, but I think I've been feeling it a little bit. The world is spinning faster.
That's crazy. I thought it was supposed to be slowing down.
Apparently not.
Well, it shows what I know.
Well, sometimes in New Orleans you get the feeling it's slowing down, but excuse me, but no, it's not slowing down. United Airlines is looking into a flying taxi. They're spending $10 million with Archer Aviation for 100 electric flying taxis to hopefully define the future. It's a plane that the propellers on the wings rotate, so it becomes a helicopter and it can just land, you know, going straight down.
Does vertical takeoff and landing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, vertical takeoff and landing.
Cool.
Yeah.
I get one of those.
Yeah, I mean would that be, we need to think of a new name for it. You know, this Uber and there's Lyft. See, Lyft would have been the perfect
Lyft
name for that.
Would be Lyft. Perfect. Yeah.
Taking a Lyft, yep, I'm taking a Lyft.
Yeah, lifting out of here. Not a car, like a caveman. No,
right.
But instead of flying taxi, a flying Lyft.
A flying taxi. Of course, you know, if you get into that, United Airlines running it, there's going to be delays. And, you know, they won't have enough drivers and they'll have to cancel flights and all that. All right, let's go to Ian. We've got a number of texts to get to here.
Yeah, just ending the show here. There's one that says, you say that song is nothing like the Zac Brown Band that you're used to. Have you ever heard his solo song, Swayze? Warning, it's not safe to listen to on air.
Oh, well, I'll check it out off the air.
Must be explicit. Here's a text that says, we were talking just a little bit about flag protocols. Here's one that says, I don't like the backwards flag patch on U.S. military shoulders. Taking the flag down in bad weather was for a time when the flag was made of cotton, but new synthetic fabrics can be left out.
Yeah, I like the idea that the flag can stand there in a storm.
Yeah.
There's a storm and that flag is still standing there strong.
It's a grand old flag. I'm not going to bring that guy in every time it gets a little rainy out. Come on.
Hey, before you finish up with those texts, I want to take a minute before we run out of time to just talk to Coleman for just a moment. This is Coleman's first full day running the show as our studio producer, and Coleman is going to occasionally be part of our show. Coleman, you did a great job. Is there anything that I can do to make your job easier?
Buy me a shot of Jaeger, maybe. but your point to the flag, man, isn't that how we got the national anthem? They say, hey, they were just amazed to see that the flag was still there.
Yeah. Damn right. I mean, right, Coleman.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, thank you for being part of the show.
Thanks for having me.
You'll be here a couple of days next week, and that'll be cool. And Ian Hoke remains our senior producer and our studio producer many days. But, you know, we've got to have somebody who can come in and fill in once in a while. Coleman, you did look, I know it's a maddening show sometimes, but you really did a great job.
I appreciate it.
It's like taking a drink of water from a fire hose.
Now, did you want that shot of Jägermeister before the show or after the show?
We can't do all. Do
no, I promise. Coleman, I've tried
can't do both.
Drinking before the show. Does it work? I mean, that's what I heard.
You tried it?
I don't know.
This guy is a perfect fit for our show.
Right? I knew it. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, the Hoodats will finish 12-5 and win the NFC South. Book it, bruh. Have a great Friday.
All right, yes.
And the last text of the day says, you forgot to mention who will be playing at Siberia's grand opening tonight.
Metallica!
And I'm out. Thanks,
all
bud.
Right. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2008, Metallica released this song, The Day That Never Comes. It was a lead single from their 9th studio album, Death Magnetic. Metallica on SOTA on WWL. And we'll be back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next, and Christian Garrick and the guys will be talking about the Saints-Houston Texans preseason game Saturday night. All right, this has been another fun free-for-all Friday show. If you're going to the Red Dress Run, look for me, and I'm going to be there. And if you listen to the show, you know, I'd love to say hi to you. And well, maybe we'll do a selfie. I will be so easy to find. I'm going to be the guy in the red dress. So just look for me. Anyway, should be a lot of fun. And again, I thank those of you who are tuning in with me on Scoot on the Air, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. We're adding some stuff to that. Hey, something happened the other day that we didn't mention, but there has been the discovery of a new creature, a new sea creature. It's an ancient ancestor to the modern octopus. And since it's something that is so old, they've named it Biden. Seriously.
Really?
They named it Biden. Also, very quickly, let me mention that No Laughing Matter, a female comedy festival, is going to support reproductive rights Saturday, 7 p.m., Howlin' Wolf. And the benefit is going to benefit the New Orleans Abortion Fund and Women with a Vision. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, and a special thanks to studio producer Coleman today, who did a great job. And thanks to Courtney VIP for joining us as well. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.